Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, first principles for AI native engineering execution for CXOs. Six things to know. One, strategy means shipping real outcomes, not just good stories. Two, fix company-wide bottlenecks before optimizing small parts. Three, AI risk management uses embedded guardrails, not just preventative gates. Four, operational fluency comes from doing, not just reading or training. Five, good talent and practices matter more than specific tools. Six, AI investment must show real business impact, not just adoption. Now, this is the shortest useful version of what we have learned. It is distilled from everything we have published so far. If you're a chief executive officer, chief technology officer, chief information officer, chief operating officer, chief financial officer, human resources chief, or board member, this is the operating baseline. Not trend commentary, not AI theater. First principles, first strategy without shipping is fiction. If it does not show up in production, it is not strategy. It is narrative, executive implication. Review shipped outcomes, first review, roadmap second. Tie strategy updates to production evidence, not workshop output. Simple test. What shipped in the last 14 days that changed revenue, risk, margin, speed, or quality? Second, the bottleneck is the system, not the tool. Most AI initiatives underperform because teams optimize code generation while work still waits in legal, security, approvals, hiring, and handoffs. Local optimization looks like progress. System throughput is what pays. Executive implication, map end-to-end flow from idea to customer value. Measure wait time and queue time, not just engineer activity. Fix cross-functional constraints before buying more tools. Third, guardrails beat gates. Old operating models use gates to control risk. AI native models use guardrails to control risk while preserving speed. Gates create delay. Guardrails create consistency, executive implication, encode quality, security, and compliance into the workflow. Reduce committee-based approval where legal or regulatory mandates do not require it. Keep mandatory controls, remove habitual controls. Fourth, incentives define behavior faster than policy. People are not lazy, they are rational, they optimize for what the system rewards. If your system rewards safety theater, you get safety theater. If your system rewards shipped outcomes with controlled risk, you get execution. Executive implication, align compensation, promotions, and recognition to value delivery. Make decision latency visible by team and function. Remove metrics that reward motion instead of outcome. Fifth, you cannot read yourself into operational fluency. Leaders do not understand AI native execution by consuming reports. Teams do not internalize new workflows through slide training. Understanding comes from building. Executive implication, require leaders to complete hands-on build sessions. Train in live workflows, not sandbox exercises. Use production adjacent work for adoption, not toy examples. Sixth, the talent model beats the tool stack. A weak operating model with strong tools still underperforms. A strong operating model with decent tools outperforms. Who's in the room, how they decide, and how they hand off matters more than vendor logos. Executive implication, hire and evaluate for systems thinking and delivery judgment. Build clear role architecture for AI native teams. Treat human resources as a core execution function, not support overhead. Seventh, measure economics, not excitement. Dashboards can show AI usage and still hide business underperformance. McKinsey State of AI Research confirms the pattern. Organizations that tie AI investments to measurable business outcomes outperform those tracking adoption metrics alone. You need macro outcomes, executive implication. Use a small executive scorecard focusing on speed, quality, cost, risk, and value. Report trend and variance, not one-time wins. Tie AI efforts to earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization logic where possible. A practical scorecard starts with lead time trend, deployment frequency trend, change failure trend, rework rate, and cost per unit of delivered value. Eighth, build parallel when legacy gravity is too strong. Sometimes transformation in place works. Often it does not. When organizational gravity is too high, build a parallel operating system and transfer capability back over time. Executive implication, decide explicitly whether to transform, parallel outsource, or use a hybrid model. Time box experiments with kill criteria, protect the core business while building the next model. Ninth, governance must be explicit, fast, and boring. High-performing executive teams do not improvise governance, they run a cadence. Clear owners, clear thresholds, clear escalation, executive implication. This means a weekly operating review, a monthly executive steering, and a quarterly board checkpoint. Establish single-threaded ownership for each workstream. If governance is vague, execution collapses into politics. 10th, the executive team must have the hard conversation early. Most teams delay the core conversation. What are we optimizing for? What are we willing to stop? What risk will we accept? Which legacy assumptions are now false? Delay makes this more expensive. Executive implication. Run the conversation with structure. Define the end state first. Make one accountable decision path. This is leadership work, not tooling work. If you need a practical first move, use this simple operating blueprint. Define end state outcomes and constraints in 2 to 3 hours. Map current system bottlenecks over 1 to 2 weeks. Choose your path and trade-offs in a half day. Commit to a 90-day plan with named owners in another half day, then run the cadence and ship. The final principle is this. The advantage is not using AI. The advantage is building an organization that can turn intelligence into execution faster than your peers. Everything else is secondary. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.